Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Richard Rossi Live, and this is a really cool theme song from the Knight Rider TV show. We're elated about our guest today, Rebecca Holden, who was starting that show as well as others, and is a fantastic singer, fantastic actress, and we're so excited that we've finally found and announcing our sister Sarah in our new film, Canaanland. I know many of you have been thinking about that and praying about that, and there's been a lot of rumors about who would be playing that part, and a lot of things even in the press that people were playing that part. But now the truth is revealed that we found our sister Sarah. So we'll talk to Rebecca in just a moment about her life, her career, and also her playing sister Sarah. I'm probably about 10, 15 minutes in if you want to send in your messages or calls to Rebecca and I. We'll open up the lines for you to do that as well. So I will be right back with Rebecca Holden in 20 seconds. Welcome back to Richard Rossi Live, and welcome, Rebecca. How are you?
Good morning and happy Friday to you, and I hope all your listeners have joy in their heart out there. I recognize that little theme song you were playing.
Yeah, isn't that cool? You know, it's interesting, Rebecca, when you came not that long ago to film a scene with me in the final process of getting the role of Sister Sarah in our film, the guy doing the camera with the long blonde hair, Richard, coincidentally, before we even connected, that was he had that on his cell phone as his music on his cell phone.
Oh, that's a real compliment. I'm glad he liked the show. You know, it's still in syndication in over 200 countries around the world. So it's been a real blessing in my life, opened lots of doors. It was a wonderful role to play. I think April Curtis was a wonderful role model for young women. She was smart and intelligent, and she's the one who really invented everything for Kit to do in Michael Knight's fight against evil. And it had a great message. The theme of the show was one person can make a difference. And as I go to a lot of the Knight Rider conventions around the world, I hear that over and over again, how it inspired them to do things they may not have done in their lives and accomplished goals that they may not have had the foresight to do before. So it's nice to know that film can make a difference in people's lives.
One thing that's I really appreciate about you, as well as your talent as an actress and singer, is just you're a really nice, gracious person. I've seen some, you know, videos at conventions and things where you interact with fans and you're just so kind to them, you know, and sometimes these fans, you know, they get emotional because the show connects to, you know, it makes them maybe feel a sense of nostalgia, or it's very almost regressive back to maybe a safer time of their lives, and they get overcome with emotion, and I've seen you just handle this with such graciousness. I really appreciate that about you.
Well, that is very sweet of you and kind of you to say, and I'm very touched when people tell me that they were inspired by the show and that it meant something to them. And a lot of the fans of the show are now sharing the show with, of course, through DVDs and so on, with their children. And it was a wonderful time. Glenn Larson, who was the creator of the show, set it up as good versus evil, where good always wins. And it was a simpler time, but I think sometimes we need to go back to that.
You know, what's interesting is, you know, my wife and I remember when we met in at this Bible school, that they had this TV room. We weren't allowed. It was a pretty strict Baptist school, and we weren't allowed to have TVs in our room and things like that. So, I mean, some of my friends would sneak little TVs, and we, you know, felt like we were getting away with something. But in the big TV room, it was a big night when Knight Rider came on, and everyone would be gathered in this huge, you know, TV lounge, and all, you know, be like, you know, 100 soft love seat type chairs. And, you know, it was kind of a cool, before like cable blew up so big, it was kind of cool when there was just those three main stations in a sense, because, it seemed more communal, like we all watched certain things together. We talked the next day about, did you see that episode and things like that, you know?
Well, it's nice to know that that was happening out there, and I hear a lot of stories similar to that. One young man told me, he said, Rebecca, I didn't grow up in a household where my parents taught me right from wrong, but on that show, I learned values that I might not have ever been given, and today he's a minister around the world, an evangelist.
Wow.
And it's so, you know, we must take what we put out there very very seriously, because it can certainly influence young minds and have an effect on lives.
Wow. Well, it's interesting. You went from kind of healing or fixing the kit car to now, Sister Sarah, you're a healer of bodies and minds and hearts here in our new film, Canaan Land. And this is such a challenging part to find the right person. We had many, many great actresses try out for this, both known and unknown, and there were many wonderful, people out there. So, you know, just I know a lot of people have been waiting to hear who this would be and how they connect to it. How do you feel about, you know, Sister Sarah Sunday? If you don't mind me putting you on the spot about that.
Not at all. I am delighted to have the role. Of course, it's an honor to be cast, and I look forward very, very much to working with you. It's always fun to work at your craft, of course, and take on a challenging role. I think this one is very special in that, you know, faith-based films have the potential to have a great outreach. They have a potential to touch hearts, change lives, spread the gospel, bring people to Christ. And so I think that in preparing for this role, it demands a reverence for the obligation, the responsibility for, what is required in this role. I think we're to do everything to the glory of God, of course. We're supposed to strive for excellence and give our best to everything we do to Him and to His glory. But I think a role like this is, that's especially relevant. Mm. Don't you?
Yes, I do. And you're such a poignant answer. Makes me think of the great composer Bach, who inscribed that on his music in Latin, mm-hmm. That his music was to the glory of God, and God is the great creator and master artist. You have this calling to the arts that's obviously was a calling and a gift that you were blessed with at a very young age. Did the music start first for you? I know you're a great singer. I love your singing. Or was it the acting later? Or was it both? You know, what was the? How did that all come about organically in your career?
Actually, it's a fun journey, and we never know where God is going to lead us. But yes, I started with singing around the piano. My mother played the piano as a little girl. I sang with her. I started piano lessons, I think, at 7. Won the Paderewski Medal for piano, started doing voice and dance, and music was always the first love. I acted in all the musicals in school and sang in church, and music was just always a huge part of my life. My mother had a tremendous record collection, so I had the gift of being able to listen to great music. And I went to New York after majoring in music in college and to further my music studies, and was discovered by an agent, put under contract with Breck Shampoo, which, you know, in this business, Richard, as you know, work begets work begets work. And
mm-hmm.
That being the Breck girl and doing those commercials led to numerous other commercials like Ivory Soap, Dentine, Kellogg, Chevrolet, and so on. Aaron Spelling, the television producer, saw one of my commercials that aired on the Super Bowl, called my agent. I was sent out to the West Coast and started doing episodic television. And one role led to another. I worked a lot at Universal and a lot for NBC. I did a lot of the sitcoms like Taxi and Three's Company and Night Court and Barney Miller, all of those, and a lot of dramatic episodic television. And then NBC put me on Knight Rider. And it, like I said, that show was a blessing in my life. But music has always been at the forefront of my love, and I always continue to sing for lots of charity events, and of course Knight Rider opened a lot of doors for me to tour around the world with my music. I was on several different record labels, BMG, I did a gospel album, toured all over Europe. I was on a country label in Nashville, Curb Records. So music has always been, I think, the first love, but television is a powerful medium, and so people get to know you and your work, and then they find an interest in your music, which is a good thing. So it's been an
really
interesting journey.
Your music. Yeah, your duets with various people. I've heard you sing with Andy Gibb and Engelbert, and that song about No Greater Love. I don't know if I'm getting the title right, with the gospel singer.
Yes, with Jason Crabb. It's called Much Greater Love. Jason Crabb, of course, is a wonderful singer. He sang with his family, the Crabb Singers, Crabb Family Singers, and then went on his own as a solo artist and has won numerous Dove Awards and Grammys, and it was a real privilege to sing with him. As part of this new duets album, it's called Dreams Come True. The single that around which the album is based is called Dreams Come True. We now have 37 million views on it on YouTube.
Wow.
And people have just discovered the song and used it for their weddings and for their graduations and whatever their personal dream is in life. And it is the number one wedding song on YouTube now. And so the album is an album of duets with some of the greatest male voices. And it's been such an honor and a privilege to work with so many outstanding and talented male artists. We just finished a song with Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers, Engelbert Humperdinck, Gary Puckett, which people remember from who was in Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, Jack Jones, Steve Tyrell, David Clayton Thomas from Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Little Anthony from the Imperials. We did a remake of the wonderful song, I Believe, a very inspirational song.
That was so moving. My wife and I listened to that, Rebecca. And
oh,
we
thank you.
So moved by, I mean, just sums up faith, you know, that whole song about when you see the baby, you hear the baby cry, or you see a leaf, and it just, and the feeling and emotion of it was just great.
Well, that's, I'm so delighted that you and your wife both love that song. It's always been one of my favorite songs. Even as a little girl, I would listen to my mom's albums, and I always loved that song, and it's interesting. My producer, Joel Diamond, when we were selecting songs for the album, most of them are original songs, but we got a few traditional, and he said, this is a song that I've always loved, and I've always wanted to cut with the right artist. And when he told me the title, I said, oh my goodness, that's always been one of my favorite songs from the time I was a little girl. So I had the pleasure of recording it with Little Anthony, and I'm thrilled about the way it turned out. And we've just finished another one with Full Force, Dance. They were the force behind NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and Britney Spears and Rihanna, and thrilled to work with them. So it's all genres on this album, and each one of these gentlemen have a different style and their own unique sound. And for me as an artist to be able to blend with each one of them, of course, is a challenge but also a thrill. It's been a real labor of love. So we're excited about that album coming out, and it's also being promoted in a very unique and interesting way with a new jewelry line that I'm doing for Zale Jewelers. They've designed a jewelry piece that will go along with the record, so we're very excited about that, and I've been very instrumental with the design and allowed to be very much a part of the creation of the piece, and we're just very excited about it.
Well, you're a true Renaissance woman with your creativity manifesting in so many different ways, the music, the acting, creating jewelry, and is the best place for listeners to keep up with the, you know, the full picture of all that at your website, RebeccaHolden.com, right?
Exactly right, Richard, and thank you for mentioning it.
You're welcome. You're most welcome. Now, you mentioned your singing, you know, starting off as a girl. And by the way, if you all want to call in and say hi or comment on the show, the guest call-in's on your screen if you're on the Internet or on your phone. It's 347-637-2379. You mentioned singing in the church as a girl. You know, the character of Sister Sarah Sunday, of course, there's so much faith aspect to her. She's a true believer, in contrast with Brother Billy, who's really struggling and kind of using religion at first. And But what your church background and singing in the church, what was your religious background? You grew up in Texas, right?
Yes, I did. I'm a Texas girl. I grew up in the Baptist church with the big organ and the pipe organ and the big choir, and music was always such a huge part of my life. And I think music is a gift that God gave us to allow us to connect with Him. You know, He gives it to us to praise and worship Him, and I always feel such a connection in worship through music. Music, of course, is a healer. It is the ultimate uplifter and uniter of spirits. And you know that feeling that you get in church when everyone is of like-mindedness and filled with that spirit that music alone can bring. It has a special quality that nothing else does, I think. And so I always love singing in church. When I was recording in Nashville, my band was based out of there, and a lot of my musicians had a Pentecostal background, and so I was taken to some of the non-denominational churches and Pentecostal churches with them, and attended a huge, you know, mega churches, and of course those churches have great productions and great musical programs and so on, and that's a wonderful experience as well. I have found recently that since my mom died a year ago, I've gone back to a little Baptist church with the old hymns that my mom played on the piano, the old hymns that I sang in church. It kind of takes me back to that simple, just, you know, God and me communicating through music.
That's so beautiful. We are having listeners sending messages and wanting to, say hi and all that stuff.
I would love that.
I'll be back in just 10 seconds, Rebecca, with you, and we'll check what's happening on these lines here. You're listening to Rich Barassi Live, and Rebecca Holden has, as you may have heard, the breaking news playing Sister Sarah in our film. And here's Knight Rider. Many of you know Knight Rider, and we'll be back in just a few seconds to go to the phone lines. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Richard Barassi Live, and we are going to the phone lines, and you can see the number on your screen, and the phone lines are just lighting up, so we'll take a few minutes with each of you, and I know some of the folks that have been involved in Canaan Land have wanted to welcome you and say hi, so we'll see who all
this
is
nice.
Here. 818 area code, and your first three digits are 209. Welcome to Richard Barassi Live. You're on live with Rebecca Holden. Who is this?
Yes, hi. This is Al Doshna.
Well,
hi,
welcome,
Richard.
Al. And some of you listeners may remember Al. Al is Al and I met. He has produced a film about a guerrilla filmmaker in the 50s, Ed Wood, called Haunted World of Ed Wood Jr., and I was a big fan of the film.
Oh,
and
my.
Al and I became friends, and Al's an associate producer on Canaan Land. And Al is also an author of some celebrity bios, including Richard Anderson, the great actor who was star $6 million Man, a Bionic Woman. And Richard and Al have been on the show discussing that memoir. So, Al,
and I believe Richard also
with...
did a guest starring role on Knight Rider.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Did you know that, Al? You wrote a book with Richard Anderson. You were his biographer. Did you know he was on Knight Rider with Rebecca?
Yes, right. Yes, Yeah.
Good morning, Al. It's very nice to meet you.
Yeah, likewise. And just wanted to welcome you to Canaan Land. Welcome to the project. And I'm so happy. Richard has had quite a struggle, a lot of ups and downs. And anyone that he would have cast in the role of Sarah, I would have said nice things to. But I think you're... it's just been a blessing to have you, for him to cast you in the role. I think you're head and shoulders above all the other actresses that he did consider. And the artwork is beautiful and the promotion. So I'm just very excited about
Well, I am very flattered by your kind words, and I am very grateful, and I consider it an honor and a privilege to work on this film, and I look very forward to working with all of you. Thank you.
One quick question I had is, was there something about the role that maybe wasn't even in the script that just touched you personally, just brought really connected you to the role?
Well, I think the whole message of the script is a very, very important one. Sarah, of course, as Richard already pointed out, is very pure in spirit. She's a true believer. She's sincere in her faith. And then she comes in contact with Billy, who is, as he also pointed out, is more of a con man. He's self-motivated. She wants to serve God and serve people with a pure heart, where he is more serving, self-serving. But I think it makes the point that, you know, we must, as God tells us, always keep our eyes upon God, because he expects discernment of us. We must always keep an objective perspective about people and have discernment when we are choosing our spiritual leaders, because after all, human beings are exactly that, humans with human failings. If you put your faith in people, they will always let you down. You will always be disappointed. Mm-hmm. Only God can provide that perfect, unconditional, unfailing love.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Powerful question.
Beautiful.
And powerful answer. Wow. You sure are a anointed preacher, Rebecca.
That's sweet of you to say, but I just speak on my heart.
Wow. Well, I think the best preachers and the best leaders in the world, be they political, religious, or otherwise, speak from the heart rather than just teleprompters or, you know, scripts or anything like that. And that was such a heartfelt answer. Wow. Thanks for that wonderful question, too, Al.
Yes, thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Al. It's so nice to meet you this morning, and I can't wait to work together.
Likewise.
And
well,
thank
you
also for assisting Richard and helping him to bring this film, his dream, to fruition.
Right. Yeah, it's been a work of faith for him, and I just see it moving along, and, you know, just all the developments are, you know, every little increment is so inspiring, and I just, this has been a quantum leap.
Well, I know that this has been his dream and probably yours for quite a while. And, you know, I think God is the one that plants our dreams in our hearts, you know, because he gives each one of us unique gifts and abilities and talents. And then he places the dream there. So we are motivated to use those gifts to his glory and to help others. And a film is a powerful thing which can help many people. It can enlighten and inspire, and it has the power to do that. And so God brings us through the journey it takes to realize our dreams and to bring our dreams to fruition for his purposes. And as my little song says, dreams come true. So may your dreams come true in abundance.
Amen. Well, thank you, Al.
Yes.
We're going to go to line 2. Area code 256, area code 256, first three digits 227. Welcome, you're on Richard Rossi Live with Rebecca Holden. Who is this?
Hey, Richard, this is David Wiley calling you from Alabama.
Oh, my God, David.
Alabama,
I don't think I've ever heard your voice in person, David.
You know,
talked on Facebook, but David's been a supporter of the film, him and his wife, Angie. You're on Live with Rebecca Holden, David.
Great. Hey, Rebecca, how are you doing?
Hi, David. Good morning to you and Angie.
Yeah, God bless you. Hey, I love the fact how bold you are in your faith, and you are dead on in what you say. I'm really, really, really impressed by that.
How sweet of you to say. Well, you know, it's not easy to be a Christian in Hollywood.
I can imagine.
You know, you sometimes feel a little bit in the minority, but We must keep on keeping on, and it just sometimes causes you to go and to read and become more knowledgeable in your faith, so that when you're surrounded by doubt, deep in your heart, you know that you know that you know that you know.
Well,
that's what helps.
I think you're right. I think you you had mentioned about keeping your eyes focused, and that is the key.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. How are things down in Alabama?
Well, they're beautiful today. We've got two more days of beautiful weather, and then summer's going to hit heat, and you being from Texas, I think they said.
I know a little bit about that heat.
you know what they can do about the summer heat and humidity.
Uh-huh, yes.
Well, we're excited
David,
about
so
you in this new role and
your,
whatnot.
Your encouragement, David. You and Angie have been so encouraging and sweet, you know, in supporting our projects and everything. And please give Angie a big hug from us also.
I will
yes,
do it.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Well, God bless you for
coming.
And
I hope
and
at some point we get to meet actually in person.
That would be great. And now we have another line three. We are going to area code 213, first three digits, 864. Welcome to Richard Rossi Live with Rebecca.
Hey, Richard, it's Dan. Hey, Rebecca.
Hi, Dan. How are you this morning?
Dan is from Northern California, and he's playing Jonathan. I'm having a bit of a little of a brain freeze. My wife had an accident, and I've been a little more, you know, just taking care of her and making sure she has her shoes tied and different things. So,
and I know all of your listeners out there will keep her in prayer.
Yeah,
for her complete
do.
And full recovery.
So Dan introduces you in the beginning of the film. He steps up and says, "Welcome to Bethany Temple, and this is Sister Sarah," and he's Sister Sarah's buddy. So you're on with Rebecca Holden, Dan.
Oh, Jonathan,
well, yes.
We get to meet this morning. I look forward to working with you. We're going to have fun.
Oh, I am so excited. I'm so excited that we're going to finally get to get started. I've been listening, and I just Richard has worked so hard on this film, and it deserves to get done, so I'm glad you are on board.
Thank you. Thank you for the welcome.
And I have 1 million questions about Angie Gibb, but we'll talk.
Oh,
oh
dear
did you see
Angie.
Her beautiful yeah. duet? Did you see her duet with Andy Gibb, Dan?
No, I haven't. I was just listening to you guys this morning, and I was listening to your career, and we love Andy Gibb at my house. So
well,
I
love Andy, too. We recorded Up Where We Belong for a Dick Clark
Ooh.
Special.
And oh, well, I'm going to have to YouTube that.
It was shortly before he passed away. And I'll never forget where I was. I was on a run listening to my headsets when the news came, and I just sat down and sobbed. He was such a sweet, sweet person, and what a tragedy to lose him so
truly.
Young.
I love
sure,
his
sure.
songs, you know, when he came out with I Just Want to Be Your Everything and Shadow Dancing.
Well,
all.
I know, because his songs are such a good time. Like, his songs have left nothing but light. Like, you always feel good. When you hear Shadow Dancing, oh, stop it.
Yeah, he's put it on over and 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 over. In fact, my son was asking me about that song recently. And you know what? I'm going to treat you all to just a glimpse of Rebecca and Andy, if we can pull it up here.
Oh, do it.
Let's see if we can find it. But this was shortly before he died, did you say, Rebecca?
Yes, just a few months, yes.
I think he was only maybe 30, wasn't he? I could...
Rebecca.
Well,
yeah,
here they
he
are, Rebecca
really
and Andy.
And well, in that case, Mr. Gibb, I know the perfect song for this occasion. You have the voice of an angel, Rebecca.
I was going to say that. It's so beautiful. Your voice sounds beautiful.
Whoo!
Are you in seventh heaven, Dan?
Oh, my. Well, you know, first of all, Rebecca, your voice is really beautiful. And
thank you so much.
But yeah, nobody sounds like a Gib. That Gib, nobody sounds like a Gib. Those Gib boys, there's just no, nothing sounds like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very unique sound.
But I'm in Los Angeles now, Richard, so we can get to work any moment now. I'm
great.
Ready.
I'm glad you're back here.
He's ready to roll.
Been one of those patient people. This film has been like the second coming of Christ, where we're, it's always at the door, but it seems like it's really taken a long time to get in.
Well, I think when I met you, the script wasn't even done yet.
Yeah, that's true.
So
when I met you, I was like, oh my God, this is Jonathan. I just, when I met you, Dan, it was great, and
well,
I'm just so happy.
I'm real honored. It's an honor for sure, and I'm real excited. I hope we do you real proud, Richard.
Well, I'm sure you will. And thanks for calling in, Dan. God bless you. We'll be in touch soon about
getting
started.
Yes, thank you for calling in, Dan.
All right,
and
you
can find
that
song with Andy on YouTube, or you can just go to my website on the video page. There are lots of videos, acting videos, music videos. My national anthem, a lot of songs that we've just recorded, and enjoy. You'll find the Andy one there.
All right. Well, I can't wait for us to get started.
Looking forward.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, God bless you, Dan. Thanks for calling in. And that website, by the way, for all you listening, Rebecca Holden, RebeccaHolden.com. What a wonderful career you've had, Rebecca, and the, you know, six encouraging words is the best is yet to come. Or is that five encouraging words? The best is yet to come. No, it is six words. The best is yet to come. And God has a lot of great things ahead, like Jeremiah 29:13 says, plans to bless you and continue to prosper you and give you future and a hope.
Yes, yes. Well, same to you, and the Bible speaks to each and every one of us, and we must continue. We have a responsibility to use the gifts he gave us to do good in the world, and I'm delighted to have the opportunity to do just that with you on this film, and I'll be certainly looking forward to start date.
Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah, it's really been interesting because Sarah has been such a pivotal character, and we've shot some stuff that didn't have Sarah in them to get some movement going all the same time.
Yes, I saw some of the footage. It looks great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
and
you,
of course,
are
perfect in the role of Billy Gantry.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Yeah, it's been quite a journey. I played Elmer Gantry on stage in the past, and that led to a lot of really cool things. I got to meet Shirley Jones, invited me to her home, who won an Oscar for the 1960 Elmer Gantry film, and her and Marty, her husband who's passed. Marty had me on his talk show talking about faith and healing. And
he's quite
like
a character, isn't he?
Yeah. There's some real interesting religious discussions he had with me on his show as a kind of, I don't know if skeptic could be the word, but just a seeker who was asked me some great questions, and we had a great, great bond and friendship. And on YouTube, there's discussions of Marty interviewing me about
faith. I will
faith.
Definitely have to look at those.
Very
yeah.
interesting. And then,
well, was playing Elmer Gantry your inspiration for writing this script?
It was a big part of it because I was a minister and had a healing ministry as a young adult, doing these big crusades with thousands of people. And I was grateful for people that were healed or that God touched. However, it had in some ways a detrimental effect on me in the sense that I was very lonely. I got very depressed doing this because people had put me on this pedestal, and I was thinking, you know, I'm this conduit for the Spirit or healing, it seems, in these meetings, and yet I can't seem to heal my own issues. And I also saw that as much as I said it's Jesus and not me, that people tended to make it personality-centered. And there were a lot of things that I had to step back from, and so the Gantry film, or when I was an actor cast in a role of playing him on stage, it got me thinking about the whole thing in a modern context. What would this kind of type of archetypal story be like in a modern context? And then when I did the role on stage in the 90s, I was offered to do it as a film back then, but I was very green as an actor. They wanted to. There was in the trades. They're going to remake Gantry in the Hollywood Reporter and Variety that I was playing Gantry. But then I backed out of it. I just didn't feel right. I didn't feel ready to do it, and I put it all on the shelf. And so for some time, I've been writing this modern type of story of the preachers. And also, I've seen some, and this is the thing that's been a bit controversial, is I have seen some in the whole healing ministry that I feel have done things that to me really upset me, and one being the implication that people have to donate money to get healed or to get mm-hmm. their blessing, which to me Jesus would never, ever charge people for that. In fact, my wife and I were at CBS last Saturday night for a dinner, and people were asking me about the film, and I told them, you know, Jesus' gifts and love are always free. Of course, he can give to the church and things like that voluntarily, but he never, ever would charge people. And some of the evangelists, I've heard them say things like, if you give this big vow of money, God will heal you. And so I wanted to deal with both the sincere and Sister Sarah, but also show, like, as you said so well, some that are serving self instead of God, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a wonderful message and one that needs to get out there. So thank you for writing the script and for playing the role and allowing me to participate.
Oh, you're most welcome. And as they're letting us know, we're running down on our final minute here. I'll give you the last word, just whatever you want to say to your fans or listeners out there.
Well, I hope that you'll be looking for this film. I don't know exactly when it'll be in post-production and ready to go, but we're going to be working diligently on it, and we hope that it will touch your heart. And I hope that you'll be looking for my album, and may all your dreams come true.
And again, the album is the best place to look for that on your website, RebeccaHolden.com.
Yes, we're just finishing up the last mixes, and the jewelry piece, the prototype, is being made as we speak, and so that will be in the works very soon. But yes, the website is the most accurate place to keep up with what's going on.
Well, wonderful. Thank you, Rebecca. It's been such a wonderful, wonderful show, and I know everyone's thrilled that your sister Sarah, and also thrilled to get a chance to hear you talk about your music and acting and your journey. And thanks again for coming on this morning.
What a pleasure. It was a privilege to be with you this morning, and we'll be getting to work shortly.
Yes, we will. God bless you. And it's been, we're just so grateful in our interactions with both you and Joel Diamond. You're just both very grounded, you know, solid people, you know, and that's nice because, you know, making a film like this is, as you know, it can be quite a roller coaster, we're making a film about faith on faith, and, yes. You know, just having, solid people like you guys is just such a steadying, kind of stabilizing thing.
Well, that's kind of you to say. Yes, we must keep our feet on the ground and our eyes on God.
Feet on the ground, eyes on God. Thank you, Rebecca. God bless you, and God bless all of you for listening today. And what a wonderful breaking news here. And she was healing and fixing the kit car, and now she is going to be healing broken bodies and minds as Sister Sarah. God bless each and every one of you. Go with God and be blessed. And thank you for tuning in today. Y'all have a great weekend.